95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. So today's guest, I actually saw a video of her on Facebook called Chardonnay Go, where a woman is searching for the perfect glass of wine. If you haven't seen this viral video yet, which I don't know how you haven't because it is everywhere, you have to check it out. So the woman in the video is mother and comedian Dina Blizzard. Dina created the hilarious Chardonnay Go video and now has turned it into a board game for who she describes as wine lovers, moms, and other shameless people. Dina, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about you. I know you're from New Jersey. Did you grow up there?
I am. Born and raised South Jersey. If you meet me, you'll know that totally you can't take the hoops out. I mean, they're just there all the time. So yeah, totally South Jersey my whole life. And so it was funny when we started making the board game and somebody's like, what is it again? I go, well, it's like a party game for adults. It's a lot of fun. And you think to yourself, like, if there was going to be a board game that just involved drinking wine, like, somebody from Jersey would make that. Like, nobody from Wisconsin's going to make that.
100% makes sense.
Totally Jersey. So that's us.
Okay. So you're talking about the Chardonnay Go board game. So you turned this video that you made into a board game. Tell me about the video and how that all came about.
So the video happened because it was basically our answer to the Pokemon Go craze. Like, my kids kept asking me to go play. And I said, well, I'm not going to run. I mean, that's number one, unless there's like glasses of Chardonnay somewhere. So that's kind of where the premise was. And so we shot the video. It was the first time we were doing Facebook Live as well. Like, we've shot a bunch of videos before, but we're like, let's go live and see what happens. So during, it was like a 3-minute video, and we ran around the neighborhood, you know, going into people's houses looking for wine. We shot the whole thing in about 3 minutes, and during that 3 minutes, only about 30 people saw it live. And then we were like, okay. And I thanked everybody. I was like, thanks for letting me push you into the mud. Like, it was just silly. And then I went home and I started doing the dishes and making dinner. And then my girlfriend was like, you know, your video has like 50,000 hits on it. I'm like, really? That's weird. It was like an hour ago. It was just a lot faster than normal. And then within the first 24 hours, it had 1 million. And then every time I would go to bed, it would be another 3 million. And then it was funny. Like, you could literally see it go around the world. Like, I would get messages in French and then Chinese, and some lady in Italy hated me and she cursed me out in Italian. I had to Google translate it. And then I would translate back to her. And she was like, we hate your face. I hope you get hit by a car.
Oh my
and
God,
I said,
what?
And I said, well, I'm Italian too. So you only have yourself to blame. And then, so we just kept going back and forth. It was ridiculous.
Why did she hate you?
I don't know. A lot of people want to be hit by a truck. Like, it's just funny. Like, you can't really take the internet serious because, and you know, on Facebook, they say, you know, try to respond to people. So for like the first 500 people, I was like, thanks for watching. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now there's like, I don't know, 50,000 comment. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably not. So I was like, thank you all for watching. It was just kind of like, hey, everybody, thanks for coming. So anyway, so when it was done, it was fun. We had a good time. And then about 6 months later, I had said to my husband, I'm like, you know, that video, I mean, it just went so crazy. Why do you think it is? Like, I think that people don't really realize how much women love wine. Like, that was across the board. I was like, I don't think people understand what we have tapped into. And so I was like, if they like the video, then let's give them something they can do all the time. So we sat in the kitchen for about 2 weeks and just started creating this ridiculous game. And then all of a sudden, Chardonnay Go, the board game, was born.
Okay, a couple of things. How many views total did you get on that video?
Chardonnay Go has 24 million on our site, and then probably another 20-some million on a bunch of other sites. So we just say 24 million.
I didn't realize it was a live video at first.
Yes.
Because I saw it then just scrolling through Facebook. It was being shared, and people were, you know, tagging.
Clips and stuff.
Yeah, everything.
No, it was live. My son shot it. He was 16 at the time. And I was like, you should put that on your resume. He's like, Mom, that's so ridiculous. I go, I know a lot of people that couldn't shoot them. So yeah, so I'm a big believer in just kind of following the universe. I feel like the universe tells you what you should be doing. And apparently the universe said, make a dirty board game. And so I was like, okay. And so that's what we did. So we did a Kickstarter to launch the game, and we raised some money and bought 5,000 games, and we're more than halfway through. So we just ordered another 5,000.
Well, and you're right. People sometimes don't understand. If you're not a wine lover, you don't get us that aren't, because I am. And it's, I mean, I just spoke to a woman who, she was a wine expert. She came in and we talked about different wines, and I was like so excited when she was telling me about new wines and different regions, you know, that they came from. And I just love it. After bedtime routine, which can like make anyone tired. Okay,
it should start at 5 o'clock. Right? I'm like, it's five, time for the bedtime routine.
Yeah, kids are sleeping.
He's 17, so
you just want to sit down with a glass of wine. Like, it's so nice.
I know. And you know, somebody had said, well, why do you love wine so much? I go, I don't even think that women love wine so much. It's really what you do when you're drinking wine. It just means that you're going to sit down. And I think every woman in the world just wants to sit down and just talk to somebody that doesn't poop their pants. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so awesome. You know words. I know words. And now we're going to drink the wine. So it is. It's a fun game, and it was a great reason to kind of just get women together to fight, like a play date. We're going to have a play date. It's called this new board game. We're going to sit down and we're going to play. And so so we started making it, and at first it was just my friends playing. And I said to my one girlfriend, I was like, is this funny? Because please tell me now if it's not, because maybe all my friends are just being nice. And they're like, no, it's really funny. So we did. We took the plunge on a dirty board game, and maybe my son will go to college with all the funds from all the drunk ladies.
How do you play?
Oh, it's great. Oh, I should have brought one with me. But basically, it comes in a wine bottle box. So it looks like a bottle of wine, which is my favorite part. And when you take it out, you unfold it. You're at a vineyard, and you start on a barrel, and you're trying to get to the tasting room. And there's a bunch of different spaces. So like, for instance, one of the spaces is a timeout space. And if you land on timeout, you have to turn your chair around and face the wall, which enrages my mother. She's like, who wants to play a game where you're facing the wall? It's ridiculous. I go, do you hate it? She's like, yes. I go, great. It's in. So everything my mom hates was in the game. There's another box. We say wine witch, but it says the other word on it. If you land there, then you actually get a wine witch necklace, and you have to fill up the glasses of everybody at the table until a new wine witch is named. But the funny thing is, the only reason we had a necklace is because the ladies kept getting drunk and forgetting. They're like, yeah, the wine witch! And they all started fighting. I was like, all right, you're going to wear a necklace. So that's in there. And then there'll be spaces like you sound like your mother, move back one, or, you know, you're the prettiest girl here, move forward two. And then in between, there are all these challenges. And if you land on a Chardonnay Go challenge, you take a Chardonnay card and a Go card. Card, and you have to perform them together. So the Chardonnay cards will say, like, name four of the seven dwarves and one fake one, or name three lunch meats. So they're just made to kind of distract you. The Go cards are the scary ones. And it'll say, like, while twerking with the person on your right, or while doing the worm, or while auditioning for the Rockettes with two people of your choice. So you might be like, baloney, and kicking your feet up in the air. You might just be doing the worm while goofy. I don't know, whatever. So there's always some type of physical uncomfortable component to the game. So people will say, like, how dirty is it? I'm like, it's as dirty as the people you're playing with. If they're dirty, then it would be a very dirty game. And then the funny thing is, I very much made it for women, like total girl game. It's going to be awesome. And then my neighbor came over and she was like, do you mind if my husband plays? And like, some of the neighbors are going to come with their husbands. And I just thought it was so weird. I was like, what? Yeah, I guess so. I don't know why they'd want to play. But when you add men, the game is so much funnier because it's so uncomfortable. And then, like, my brother-in-law was playing. There was a spot. It says, you got your period. And he was like, I got my period. Like, he was so excited. And I was like, you clearly have never gotten your period. It's just a fun, like, your face will hurt when you play the game. So
when do you drink the wine?
All the time. Okay. So there are certain parts that say sip, where you drink by yourself. If there's a table toast, there are spots that say table toast, and you all drink together and yell Chardonnay Go. So it's really, you know, throughout the game. So, but you can drink. You can. There are people that play that just play with soda. You can play with beer. You can play with whatever you want. But the bigger piece of it is just sitting down and talking to people and connecting. You can play, depending on how many people are playing, you play up to eight. But if you have four people playing, the game may take a half hour to 45 minutes. And one night we were playing at my friend's house and we played a round. And we started the second round, and my girlfriend who was hosting was like, I'm so sorry that people are like not really paying attention. And I was like, no, this is actually what's supposed to happen. Like, the point of the game is to get people in the room. And then afterwards, they're like, how you doing? How's your mom doing? Like, women just never sit down for no reason. Like, we don't do that.
We're
like,
it doesn't exist.
Oh, somebody passed away. I got to go to the thing. Oh, she's selling some jewelry from her house. I got to spend $75. You know, it's always that. There's never
leggings.
I got a board game. Come over. Okay.
And I feel like if I'm sitting, I'm wasting time. Like, I could be doing something else. Why am I sitting?
I literally went to the dentist the other day, and I was thinking of just telling her to just take a couple teeth out. Like, I was just like, how can we extend this? Like, just take all of them out. Like, I just want to sit here. I'm so tired.
When did you get into comedy?
So comedy I started doing, I was turning 30. And for whatever, like, I turned 40 and I was totally fine. But 30,
oh my God, 'cause I'm not.
Devastated me. You're not okay with...
So 29, okay. Devastating.
Yes.
So I was actually okay when I turned 30. I was like, okay, we're going to have like a big party. Yay, all this right. is going to be great. So I just turned 39.
Oh.
Terrible. I think I might like hide next year.
No, it's awesome.
Oh, God, I hate
because
it.
Because you really won't care about anything. And if you don't like people, just like, I don't care for you. Get away from me. You just don't care. In your 30s, you do. You care. At 40, you're like, where's my wine? Just get me in a corner. Give me some wine. I'm totally fine. If I don't care for you, I'm going to get up and walk away and be like, I don't care for your face, and walk away. I think in my 30s, you care. At 40, you don't care anymore. But anyway, so I was turning 30 and I was pretty sure I was going to die. I'm like, I'm going to die soon. So I should do everything I've ever wanted. So I've always wanted to try stand up. So my husband bought me a class at the Comedy Cabaret in Northeast Philly. And I took the class and I was probably awful, but I loved it. And then the owner, Andy Scarpati, picked a couple people to start working as the guest seater, you know, did the guest spot on the show and you seat some people. And so I did that for about a year and a half and I got to see so many comics come through. And there were only a handful of women that were there, but they were great mentors. And so I started that way. And it started out as a hobby. And at the time I had 3 kids under 5 and I'd just go and do stand up at nighttime. And then I'd come home at 1 in the morning and get up at 5 and do the whole thing. And so all just kind of happened. You know, it's funny how comedy has taken me into radio and TV and warm up. And now we make a dirty board game. We're off Broadway. It's just been amazing how this kind of small skill set of being able to know how to talk and speak has kind of turned into all these things. So it's awesome.
So you said warm up. Are you talking about for shows?
Yeah. I did about 3.5 years in warm up. So I used to work with Anderson Cooper. He had a
date. I love him.
He's my boyfriend. He doesn't want me to tell people.
Wait,
that.
Okay. So I know, I saw you do.
You did?
I saw a video, yes, where a woman stood up and she asked him, what does he do when a woman hits on him?
Yes, yes!
That was so funny. And you went over and hugged him and he just did that
bizarre
laugh. I
rubbed his hair. Oh, it was fabulous. It was a dream come true. I make him so uncomfortable. I love it. So I worked on his show, Katie Couric, The Chew, Rachel Ray. So I spent about 3.5 years. And that was actually the basis of the board game, because take 300 people and you have to get those people to be really comfortable and feel like they're having this common experience. And the only way to do that is to make everybody uncomfortable. And so that became Chardonnay Go.
Now, what about Kelly Ripa? She's a friend of the show. And
is she?
Yeah, I saw that. Maybe. Did you do some work with her?
I did. I was the, you know how they have the co-host search? And I made
yes.
all. I was in the top 5. And then I got voted off. It was right before they named
Ryan.
And they were doing the contest. And somebody said, you should send a tape in. And I was like, whatever. And I was... You know, I think we were off Broadway at the time. So we sent a tape in and they were like, hey, you're in the top 40. I was like, oh, that's nice. It kept going. And then somebody called. They're like, hey, did you know you're in the top 20? And I was like, what? What is this contest? And then they're like, now you're in the top 10. And I was like, what is happening? And then the next thing you know, we were in the top 5. And so we got to go on the air. I met some fabulous new friends from around the country and it was so lovely.
So did you host with her?
I didn't. So it was contests that we would do. We had to compete. And so I did the first day of the contest and then I got voted off.
Okay. So. But was this, so do you know the winner or at least one of their contests
yeah,
was from the area?
From the area,
was
yeah.
Was that the same contest?
That was the same contest,
okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I was there that year, which is probably 2 years ago now.
He was a teacher in Souderton, I think.
Somewhere
around here.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you currently doing now? Do you still do Facebook Live videos? Like, where can people find you?
So you can find us. Most of our videos are on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/onefunnymother, you'll find the page. And there's always something ridiculous there. So we make videos. We've made a parody video of The Elf on the Shelf. It's called Shiraz on the Shelf, where you can just put a glass out and someone will come and fill up your glass with Shiraz. And then you wake up in the morning, you're like, Shiraz on the Shelf! And you go look for it while your kids look for an elf. So we did that. And then every Tuesday at 9 p.m., we do a show called Tipsy Tuesday, where I just drink in my living room at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And about 20,000 women from around the world show up and we have a glass of wine together. It is honestly the dumbest thing we do. And it's the most fun thing because we get a lot of moms of kids with special needs, autism moms. We get a lot of military wives and husbands who are by themselves. There's a lot of women that just can't get out. They don't have babysitters to go out to a bar and sit down and connect. So the rules are you have to be in your jammies, no bra, and you have to have a glass of your favorite something in hand.
No bra.
No bra.
I would scare away people.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And so sometimes like my kids will sing a song. My mom will stop by. We made her play the Jelly Belly game where you have to like spin the thing. You either have cherry or poop. You know, like the jelly bean.
Yeah.
So we do. It's a lot of nonsense. Like, there's no real value. You're not going to learn anything on Tipsy Tuesday, but it's just about just taking a night and just chilling out.
You're not going to learn anything.
Nothing.
Don't come thinking you're learning something. You're not.
Well, it's funny. Like, we drink. We drink a different wine every week, and we do a blind taste test. So we'll get three different wines at three different price points, but they're not like $10, $20. It's like $9, $11, or $13.
Can you tell the difference?
And it's so funny. Every week I pick the cheapest one. It's so funny. And people will ask me, like, we had Shiraz on last week. People are like, what is Shiraz? I'm like, this is not what the show is about. I don't have no idea what's in Shiraz.
It's wine.
Alcohol. That's what's in Shiraz. It was so funny. It's a lot of nonsense, but that's all on Facebook at One Funny Mother. So yeah, it's a lot of ridiculousness for moms.
One of the other videos that I liked of yours was when you found the water glasses under, I guess it was your daughter's bed.
Yes.
Okay, my house is like, if there's something out of place, no, let's go clean it up. You mm-hmm. have to clean it up. You made mm-hmm. this mess. You're going to clean it up. I'll help you, but mm-hmm. we're cleaning up. That is, no, like glasses don't belong there.
No, there were seven.
As you kept finding more, I was like,
literally was losing my mind. And somebody said to me, they're like, was that fake? And I was like, are you kidding? Didn't you see my face? I was about to flip some crap over. Like, I just couldn't. And that video was right before we did our back to school video. Did you see that one?
I did see the back to school. Yes.
And that one has been our craziest. I think that one has like 93 million views on it or something. It's just insane. And that one was just all about teachers and people complaining about buying school supplies. And I was just like, but I find that the videos that do the best for us are the ones that we don't plan. They're just, I'm so pissed off right now. Let me turn this camera on. And it just connects with people.
Because it's genuine.
Right? And somebody said to me for the back to school video, they were like, so did you know that like 93 million people were going to watch it? I'm like, don't you think I would have done my hair?
If I had any idea.
Did you see my hair? I look ridiculous. And she's like, no, it wouldn't have been funny if your hair was nice. I go, well, thank you, because that's exactly what I look like when I go to Target.
You're the official host of the Miss America pageant preliminaries.
I am. Every year I go and I torture them right before. So like when you watch the finals on Miss America, you watched all the kind of the results of everything we did. So every girl gets to compete in swimsuit talent anywhere. And if you have not been to a Miss America preliminary and you are this close to Atlantic City, you are truly missing out, because I'm hilarious and those girls are so funny, because they're not, I mean, the talents that you see at Miss America, those are the best ones, which means that there are a lot of ones that are not the best ones. And so you get to meet them and it's kind of that once in a lifetime experience. And, you know, you're so close. So I'm always like, how have you not been to Atlantic City? So, yeah. So I've been doing that for like 10 years and they're very nice. They let me make fun of them and, you know, have fun with
it. Do you remember the one girl? I forget what pageant it was, but I forget her question. But she said
the Americas.
People don't have maps.
Yeah.
Is it that one?
That's not us.
Okay.
That was the USA system. We are the Miss America system. No, she said something about the Americas and.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no.
I could.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, see, I can't.
Okay.
I could never host that. I'd be like, I'm going to need you to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. And now, I mean, I could be the mom of most of the girls. So it's kind of a different experience, you know. I competed, I don't know, it's going to be 25 years ago.
Oh, you competed?
So I was Miss New Jersey many moons
ago. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, to go back and be hosting it is like hilarious to me. I'm like, let me get this straight. So I was a loser 25 years ago. And now you're like, why don't you come on back? We think you're real funny. I'm like, okay, you pay me, I'll come back.
Oh, that's
fun. So it's nice. It's nice to be back and just kind of be a part of it.
Do you still work in the clubs? Do you still do stand-up in the clubs?
Not as much. I try to, especially locally. I work a lot of the cabarets that are around. There's one in Doylestown. You know, I'm on the road a lot now, especially with the game. We're starting to do a lot of wine festivals, and I host corporate events, host conferences around the world. So funny, when people think of comedy, they think only of stand-up clubs. And I have just found that it has been such a blessing in so many different areas. One of the things that I was going to tell my friend Emily about was that we're actually trying to start a nonprofit to teach young women how to speak, but through comedy and improv, because I think it's the reason why we don't see more women on these stages at corporate America. Because, you know, and even now in the things that are happening in the Weinstein universe, we keep saying to women, you should say something, stand up for yourself, but we never really teach them how to do that. And so I was like, I'm trying to look for a place to send my daughter so she can go and learn some speaking skills, and I can't find any. So I'm like, well, I guess we're going to make one up. I'm very excited. It'll be our next project for this coming year. So we'll see what happens.
Well, that's very exciting. And it was really nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more about Dina, you can go to onefunnymother.com, or if you'd like to buy the Chardonnay Go board game, go to chardonnaygo.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.